Hey, Minnesota Viking fans. Rick Spielman here, general manager of your favorite football team. I can't tell you how excited we are about the upcoming season. Right after the season last year, we sat down with the coaching staff and tried to address all of our personnel needs to get better. We were very active in free agency this year, adding key additions to, especially to the offensive line. Very active in the draft and very excited about this next group of young players coming in. There's a lot to be looking forward to this season with a great new stadium coming online and a great football team led by Mike Zimmer. Let's go ahead and start on the offensive side of the ball. One of the key areas we wanted to address was the offensive line. As we went through the free agency period, we thought we accomplished a lot of those needs we were looking for. The key acquisition we made was Alex Boone. Right now we have him plugged in as our starting left guard. As you sat there and we evaluated him on tape, we had an opportunity to play against him last year in the opener out in San Francisco. Not only is he a great football player, but he brings the mentality that Coach Zimmer is trying to implement on this football team, especially up front. He's a very tremendous run blocker. He's excellent in pass protection, and he's going to bring that leadership that we were looking for. Also, it'll be great to get some of our guys back that were injured last year. John Sullivan has done an outstanding job rehabbing all offseason. As we watched him through this preseason and going through this OTAs and mini camps, he looks back to shape. We're going to move Brandon Fusco over from left guard back to right guard. Well, he will be competing against Mike Harris, who had a tremendous year for us last year at right guard. Also, another key addition for us was Andre Smith, who we signed from Cincinnati. He is a tremendous athlete, very good in pass protection, solid run blocker, and we think he'll be in great competition and hopefully upgrade our offensive line. The big question is Matt Khalil. I know everybody has talked about him. Matt has worked extremely hard. He did show improvement last year. With the new addition of our offensive line coach, Tony Sperano, he brings a great intensity. He's a great teacher and a technician that I think will help Matt Khalil as he continues to develop. We're going to have a huge battle on the back end for a lot of those backup positions. We also have a lot of young, talented guys. TJ Clemmings, who started at right tackle last year, we have been working him over on the left side at left offensive tackle as well. He had experiences last year that you just can't teach if you're not playing, and he started for us for 16 games. Also, the addition of Willie Beavers. We drafted him in a fourth round. He was a left tackle at Western Michigan. We moved him in right now to left guard. He's also played some right guard. He is what we're looking for in an offensive lineman. When Tony Sperano came in, he addressed our scouting staff on what type of traits he's looking for. He wants big physical bodies up front, and the term he uses is to dent people off the line. And when you watch Willie Beavers on college tape, when we watched him down at the Senior Bowl, he brings those exact traits to us. So there'll be a lot of heated competition. That was one of the areas that we really wanted to address this year, and we felt we were able to do that not only through free agency, but also in the draft. Next position I'd like to address is the tight end position. We have five very good tight ends. This is also going to be a very competitive position during training camp. Starting off with Kyle Rudolph, he's had an outstanding offseason. He has lost some weight. He looks very quick into and out of his cuts. He's done an extremely good job catching the ball and looks like a threat in the red zone. Behind him, Rhett Ellison had a significant injury last year. He's been rehabbing and working his rear end off to get back to training camp and get ready to go. He's been our utility player. Not only does he line up at tight end, he plays some H-back. He plays some fullback. He's one of our core guys on special teams. He was a free agent. We were able to sign him back and look forward to getting him on the field. Michael Pruitt was a draft pick last year, who's a tremendous athlete. He has made some plays for us in a passing game. He also can block at the point. So we feel we have three very good competitive tight ends, and this is one of the strongest groups on the offensive line. The other guy we're looking really forward to seeing in training camp this year is David Morgan, our sixth-round pick out of Texas San Antonio. He was the best run blocker we felt in the draft this year. As you sit there and watch him go through the OTAs and offseason, maybe undervalued what type of athlete he is. He looks extremely quick into and out of his cuts as he runs routes, and he may have the best hands out of anyone on this football team. So we're looking forward to seeing him getting pads, because we feel he also is going to bring some versatility to play multiple positions for us. Our receiver group is going to be very competitive. We are very young at that position, but also very talented, not only from the speed aspect, but from an athletic standpoint as well. One player that everybody is asking about is Cordarrelle Patterson. There's no question about his ability with the ball in his hand. He is probably the premier kickoff returner in the league. When he does get the ball in his hand on offense, everybody holds their breath because that's a big play waiting to happen. Where Cordarrelle has made tremendous strides this year is on his route running ability and becoming a better receiver. And he is very tuned in, very focused on trying to prove to everybody, including himself, that he's going to be not just a great athlete with a football in his hand, but a true receiver in the NFL. Stephon Diggs had a great rookie year last year, and that has continued through our offseason program. He looks even more confident, understanding the offense, running routes, and making big plays down the field. Our number one draft pick this year, Laquon Treadwell out of Ole Miss, has had an outstanding OTA and minicamp. He's still learning the offense a little bit. Everybody criticized him because of his speed, but his body size, his radius to catch the ball, has shown up in these OTAs, and I think he's going to make a significant difference to this group as well. Getting Charles Johnson back last year, who played through a rib injury through most of the season, is healthy and looks like he did 2 years ago. Jarius Wright, who's also been extremely talented as an inside slot for us and continues to come up with big plays when we need him, especially on third down situations. Adam Thielen is a kid that is just a football player. If you ask him to play receiver and make a play, he does it. If you ask him to play special teams, make a play, he does it. He's just invaluable to this football team for the role that he provides. Let's talk about our sixth-round pick, Moritz Boringa, a kid we drafted straight out of Germany, has tremendous physical talent. He is a little raw, learning how to run routes. He's learning an NFL playbook from where he came from. But he has a lot of raw, natural ability that our coaches love to work with, and very excited to see how far he comes from where he was in the OTAs and minicamp and where he's going to end up at the end of training camp. So we have a very good group of young receivers. They've worked extremely hard with Teddy trying to get that timing down. They worked before we went to OTAs down in Florida with Teddy. I know during this break between our offseason and heading into training camp, they've been working down in Florida again. So this is a group that I know is very determined to come out and be a significant part of our offense this year. Moving on to the running backs, this is another great strength on our offensive side of the ball. Adrian Peterson led the league in rushing last year. I know the one thing he's really worked on this offseason is to become a complete back. And a lot of the critics out there said he's great when Teddy Bridgewater is lined up under center and he's in an I formation, but he's really worked extremely hard on becoming more efficient runner coming out of the shotgun. He's worked also very hard on his pass protection and catching the ball out of the backfield. And the one thing you never want to bet against is Adrian Peterson, because when he puts his mind to something, just like he did a few years ago coming off that ACL, when everyone doubted that he would be the same, he came out and had a 2,000-yard rushing season. All the emphasis that he put on himself this year to improve as a running back, I think you're going to see great dividends and all that hard work pay off. The guy that we also need to get involved in the offense is Jerick McKinnon. It's going into his third year as a running back. As you remember, we drafted him and converted him from quarterback out of Georgia Southern. He started off very strong in his rookie year, had a back issue and missed most of the season. Last year, the second half of the season, you've seen what an explosive playmaker he can be. Not only as a runner out of the backfield, but also catching the ball, and he's a tremendous player on special teams. Matt Asiata is Mr. Reliable. When we need something, very similar to a lot of our role players. If he's going to play on special teams, he's going to do a tremendous job there. If you're going to ask him to gain 2 yards on a short yardage play, he's going to get it. You're going to ask him to pass block, he's going to be right there. If you're going to ask him to catch the ball in the backfield, Matt is a great utility back that gives a lot of contributions to our success on the offensive side of the ball. Last year, you also got an opportunity to see what Zach Lyon can bring. And him as a lead blocker and developing as a lead blocker has really improved. And give a lot of credit to Adrian's success last year is because of Zach Lyon and the way he blocks. People do forget when he came out, he was a running back, not a fullback, so we converted him. And he does have unique skills as a runner. He also can catch the ball out of the backfield. So we were very fortunate to find Zach Lyon, and he has really turned into one of the top fullbacks in this league. The final position I'd like to address is the quarterback position, the most important position on this football team. Teddy Bridgewater, we have no doubt, that's going to be our future quarterback. What he was asked to do last year, he managed games, he made plays when we needed him to make. If you look at his record, he led us to an 11-5 record. We won the division and got into the playoffs. As you watch him this offseason, you can see the confidence, the leadership all starting to come out in him. He has worked extremely hard on his accuracy and touch on the deep ball throws. Every day after practice, he's out there trying to get better. You can see it in his eyes. This guy wants to be successful, and I don't believe we're having a success as a team without Teddy Bridgewater as our quarterback. Sean Hill is a veteran who's been around for a long time. Great asset to Teddy Bridgewater just because of his experience and everything he's seen. I know that, God forbid, if something ever happened to Teddy, that Sean can come in, run the offense, and we can be very efficient and still win ball games with Sean Hill as our backup quarterback. We have two young quarterbacks that we've been watching through the offseason. Taylor Heinicke, who we signed as a college free agent last year. I think you got an opportunity to see him a little bit in the preseason. He's a very accurate thrower. He's a very good athlete, and he's made tremendous strides as well this offseason. And Joel Sauve is a college free agent that we signed out of Wisconsin this year. Big quarterback that has tremendous arm talent. He's shown great touch down the field on deep balls. He's a very smart player that has picked up the offense. So we're very excited to see that battle as we head into training camp.